This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Tonight's topic is extremely, extremely important. It is for every father, for every mother, and for everyone who will, inshallah, planning to become a father or a mother. And that is, how can I do my best to have righteous children? How can I have righteous children? The dream of every parent is to have a righteous child, guided children, successful children, obedient children, respectful children. This is the wish of every single parent. And lately, to be honest with you, this is what, you know, inspired this talk, is too many brothers and sisters having issues with their family. So first, there's a fact, and then we will mention the tools. Number one, which is extremely important. My son's guidance and your son and daughter's guidance is strictly tawfiq min Allah Azza wa Jal. It is strictly tawfiq from Allah Azza wa Jal. It's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to have that established in order to be able to continue. Because some of us, because I did this, because I made this, because I sent them there, because I made them a hafiz, because I, all this we will talk about, these are all tools. But the tawfiq for your child, whether boy or a girl, to be a righteous child is strictly from Allah Azza wa Jal. You are not better than Nuh. Nuh alayhi salam, 950 years of da'wah to strangers. You could imagine what he did to his family. And his son, Allah told him that he's in the hellfire. So, we do what we are supposed to do. You think the one who taught me which foot to enter the bathroom, he forgot to tell me how to raise my child? Everything in our deen is explained. We know, and Rasulullah ﷺ taught us how to raise our children from every aspect. Today, inshaAllah ta'ala, we will learn four dua from the Quran so we can protect our children. So I want everybody to learn, listen, and memorize these du'as so we can repeat them in times that I will mention at the end, inshaAllah, hoping still all of this is the medicine. You know, I am sick, I take the medicine. At the end of the day, the Shafi is one. Similarly, for my children to be guided, it's from Allah. But I take the medicine. So this is the medicine. Four dua. Number one, the dua of Zakariya alayhi as-salam. Rabbi, habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyibah innaka sami'u ad-du'a. Allahu Akbar. Ya Allah, gift me righteous offsprings. Look, when you make dua, don't make dua and be selfish only for your children. No, no, no. For your children, your grandchildren, great-grandchildren, dhurriya, all the people who come because of you, make dua for all of them. Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyiba innaka sami'u ad-du'a. Sami' here, we explained it before. Sami' here means mujibu ad-du'a. You, ya Allah, answer the dua. So the first dua is a dua of Zakariya. Many parents complain that the children do not pray unless I repeat it 700 times, get up and pray. Did you pray? Subhanallah. Is there a dua for this in the Quran? Absolutely. The dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So we are not mentioning regular du'as. Du'as made by prophets. Rabbi ja'alni muqima as-salat wa min dhurriyati rabbana wa taqabbal du'a. Ya Allah, make me not pray, establish salat. Make me establish salat, me and my, again, offsprings. Ya Allah, you answer the du'a. Ya Allah, you answer the dua. That's the dua of Ibrahim. Then the third dua is the dua of Ibadur Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last part of Surah Al-Furqan described these honorable people and called them Ibadur Rahman. May Allah make us all among them. This Ibadur Rahman made two dua only. One, رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا. Ya Allah, keep away the punishment of Jahannam, away from us. And the second dua, this dua will give them Jannah in the Akhirah. And the dua that will give them Jannah in the dunya is the dua that we are discussing. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Allahu Akbar. This is the dua of Ibadur Rahman for themselves to be blessed by righteous wives, righteous spouses, because the woman also can make this dua, and children that will be the comfort, the coolness of their eyes. When you look at your child, you'll be very happy. You'll be very blessed because this child is fearing Allah at a young age. نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ. He grew up worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last dua. The last dua, the dua that we gave a khutbah about, رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيْ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي إِنِّي تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَإِنِّي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Dua 46:15, Surah Al-Ahqaf, Ayah number 15. Ya Allah, help me thank you for all the blessings you bestowed upon me and upon my parents. أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه. يا الله, help me do righteous deeds that are pleasing to you. وأصلح لي في ذريتي. Again, look at them. All of them asked for the ذريه to be صالحة. يا الله, bless me with righteous offsprings. Bless me with righteous descendants. I am a Muslim. I repent to you, Ya Allah, and I admit and I confess I am a Muslim. طيب. These are the best dua because the best dua is the dua of the Quran. There's no better dua than the dua that Allah told me to ask Him by, right? He is the one who's going to answer. So He told me, you want this? Ask me this way, right? طيب. I'm going to mention two times, please, and I will finish with this. Number one. The last third of the night. Wallahi, if you are serious about having righteous children or about solving any problem, get up at the last third of the night and raise your hands and cry. Raise your hands and beg. Ya Rabb, Ya Allah, my daughter. Ya Allah, my son. Ya Allah, bless me with righteous descendants. Ya Allah, you are the Hadi. Ya Allah, the hearts of my children are between two of your fingers. Ya Allah, switch them to guidance. Beg Him, because at that time, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that Allah is asking at that time, what do you want so I can give you? Can you imagine? Allah Azza wa Jal is asking, what do you want? هَلْ مِنْ سَائِلٍ فَأَعْطِيَهُ. Is there anyone asking for anything so I can give him? Imagine the Kareem, the Wadood, the Ghani, the فَعَالُ لِمَا يُرِيدُ, seeing you every single night for a month or two, begging Him. Because Allah told us, Rasulullah ﷺ told us, that Allah loves when you are persistent. Not I make dua 700 years ago. No, persistent. I constantly keep making the dua. Allah loves that. Imagine if you ask me, I am nobody. If you ask me about something and you constantly keep asking and I can do it, I will do it. How about if you ask the Rahman, the Rahim, the Ghani, the Qadir, subhanallah. So be persistent and ask at that best time, the time of Qiyam, the time of Tahajjud, the last third of the night. You can ask it in your sujood. These are ayat from the Quran, but you cannot recite them in the sujood, but you can make that request in your sujood. Finally, a man, this is something that not too many people know, and many people, even if they know it, they forget about it. A man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, إِنَّ الْمُؤَذِّنِينَ يَفْضُلُونَنَا. The people who make the adhan, they have surpassed us. They have excelled. Yani in a way, teach me something to keep up with them. Not everybody, you could keep in mind, it was not anybody who could get up and make dua. It was Bilal. So Bilal and Abdullah ibn Maktoum. So there were few people who are making dua. So Ya Rasulullah, these brothers, they have exceeded us by making the dua. So Rasulullah said, listen carefully. He said, قُلْ كَمَا يَقُولُونَ ثُمَّ سَلْ تُعْطَى. Say, repeat after them, and then ask. Ask, you will be given. So the dua, even though we all know the dua between the adhan and the iqama is mustajab, this is different. This is different, even though it is between the adhan and the iqama. But this was separate. It was given special attention because there is another hadith that the dua between the adhan and the iqama, la yurad, it will never be rejected. So it is both. Rasulullah said, after you repeat after the muadhin, right? We repeat after the muadhin. After the adhan is over, I make salat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then I ask Allah the wasila for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lam rabba hadhihi da'wati tamma wa salat al-qa'ima, right? And then make dua. Ya Rabb, ja'alni muqim as-salati wa min dhurriyyati. Rabbana wa taqabbal dua. Ya Allah, answer the dua. Ya Allah, accept the dua. Ya Allah, answer my dua. After the adhan, immediately, after you finish those few steps, make dua. Make a dua. Rasulullah ﷺ said, sal tu'ta. Whatever you want, even though we are talking now about the children, but ask about curing your mother, guiding your spouse, give you a righteous wife, bless you with a good job, a good business, whatever you want, right after the adhan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with righteous children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surround our children with righteous company. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our last deeds, our best deeds, and our last words, la ilaha illallah. See you at 6:30 at Fajr. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.